Good afternoon, welcome back. We're getting hungry, I think, in the studio, talking about sweets and cookies and gingerbread and all these sorts of things. Some great messages coming through from listeners as well. Thank you very much for those. Rama Chakaki and Alexander McNab are in the studio, as always, every Wednesday for the Unwired Show. Now, this is a follow-on from Alexander's story about the new Android...
Jelly beans.
Now we've got Google versus Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yes, well, we've been working during the break to bring you the big issues that matter most.
Do you need a drum roll or
I'll start with Google because they were there first.
Okay.
But I mean, apparently jelly beans, they were invented by Herman Rowland, according to Google, and the original assignee of the patent is Jelly Belly Candy Company. And what they have patented is the actual kidney-shaped container that contains the candy within.
All right, so the jelly bean is not patented.
Well, the jelly bean is the container. It looks like a kidney-shaped container.
That's a bit, no. 1861, William Schraft urged people to send his jelly beans to soldiers during the American Civil War.
Really?
It wasn't until 1905 that the mentioning of jelly beans was published in the Chicago Daily News. So jelly beans actually date back to the American Civil War.
Wow.
Nothing to do with this dweeb that Google's going on about.
So it's generic. So
and
our listeners are
fascinatingly,
right.
Fascinatingly, ingredients of jelly beans include sugar, corn syrup, starch, lecithin, anti-foaming agent, which is usually silicon-based, edible wax, such as beeswax.
Now you're putting me right off them now.
So beeswax.
Yeah, beeswax is yummy.
Glucose syrup.
Oh, really? I'm not sure about that.
Yes.
Great text, though, from one of our listeners as well, who says, not only that, this is from Paul. No, it's not from Paul. There's no name on that one. They say, not only that, they follow alphabetical order.
Oh, wow.
Cupcake, donut, eclair, so C-D-E, Frojo, frozen yogurt, gingerbread, honeycomb, ice cream sandwich, and jelly bean.
Oh, so they go out looking for the next. So I wonder what the next one is. Maybe one of our listeners can tell us what the next
Krispy
one might
Kreme.
Be.
Perfection. Oh. You cannot have an Android version called Krispy Kreme.
Wait and watch. Just wait and watch.
No. That's just so many levels of wrong.
Kit Kat.
Listeners
Kit Kat's
very much a brand, though, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So I wonder what the next one is.
What's the next Android operating system? Any listener care to give it a name beginning with K, and it has to be a confection of some sort.
Exactly.
4001.
Killer Sugar.
Yes. Anyway, back around to you, Rama. What's your story?
Well, we have Google, I just say a very quick headline, YouTube, according to City Analysts, has generated $3.6 billion for Google in 2012. So will generate $3.6 billion for Google,
wow.
Which is just a remarkable number coming from a company that actually didn't make any money. And the second thing coming from MediaMe, those two stories are from MediaMe, is that Zawia has been acquired by Thomson Reuters.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that this
that
week,
was news.
Actually.
That was on the news yesterday, I think,
yeah.
The Zawia acquisition.
You were on the business breakfast.
Very, very interesting, because Zawia has obviously been a great force in news gathering and collection in the region.
We're seeing that quite often, aren't we? Sort of,
well,
not quite often, I should say,
but
it is more
than
usual,
the acquisitions.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's actually a sign of a healthy, growing tech economy. Mm.
It'd be interesting to see if there's consolidation, because Reuters has offices throughout the Middle East.
Yeah.
So will it fold it into the Zawia operation now, or will it maintain two different operations? Be interesting to see.
So kudos to the founders.
Indeed.
Yeah,
somebody's just
job.
Got a jelly beans text in.
Yes, we've had a few, really? Actually. Someone Krispy Kreme, a cola cube, says Bob.
Cola Cube's not bad.
I think it's too...
Cola Cube's good.
Yeah, I quite like Cola Cube.
It's not very well-known, is it?
I don't like Cola Cubes.
I don't know.
Not that it really matters.
I don't eat any of this stuff. You guys must have really bad diets, like jelly beans and Cola Cubes.
Oh, come on.
We don't eat
I can
them.
See you sneaking those in, like in the
sneaking
dark
in the
where
Snickers.
No one's watching.
Let's see how many brand names of confectionery we can sneak
but
in.
But it's not a brand, is it? It's got to be a type of confectionery, not a brand, because the brand owners would be down on you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, well, I think Kool-Aid.
Unless they have an alliance, like I could see Kool-Aid being the next one.
Oh, God, no. That's just got really, really scary connotations, I think, actually. Well, this could be someone thing we could bring up in the next hour as well when we're talking about social media, because apparently a teens favour FaceTime over Facebook. This was a US survey that had found. 49% of US teenagers say seeing friends in person is their favourite way to communicate, as it is more fun.
Hmm. It kind of contradicts something we saw a few months ago, where they were saying that teens prefer texting because they are more at liberty to extend the truth and broaden it.
Oh, really? So, yeah. Right.
I think it's one of those stories, though. It's a bit like the what's good for you and what's bad for you sort of stories. You know, what teens do is going to flip-flop and change every other few months, because the trouble is none of us actually know, and the only people who do know are teens. And if we ask them, they're just going to tell us porky pies because they don't actually want us knowing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to obviously, I suppose, question the research, but apparently 9 out of 10 young Americans aged between 13 to 17 who took part in the national survey for Common Sense Media, which is a San Francisco think tank, acknowledged using some form of social networking. 75% maintained a social networking site of their own, with Facebook far and away the most popular choice, and 51% checked their sites at least once a day. Yet 49% identified seeing friends in person as their favourite way to communicate with them, mostly because it was more fun, and I can understand what people really mean better this way.
Survey. 0% of teens in the UAE communicate using FaceTime.
Oh, what is that? Is that fact?
Yeah, actually it is, because it's not available here. It doesn't come on your iPhone here. You can't have FaceTime. It's against TRA regulations.
So it definitely excludes us.
FaceTime is a form of voice over IP, you see.
Right.
One thing interesting about teens and Facebook is they are, I mean, I know from my kids and their mates, is that they really struggle during exam time with Facebook. They feel like it's such an addiction. And a lot of them are like, okay, that's it. I'm going to be away from Facebook for the next month. And then they relapse. And then there's these applications that actually keep you away from Facebook, that the you know, special coping applications or things. It's pretty
coping
remarkable.
Applications.
Well, these are applications that either remind
you or shut
it down.
I have to use a coping application to help me cope with not having Facebook.
I mean, believe it or not,
why did you put an American accent on?
Because it's one of those American words, coping. I've got some coping issues with this.
Listen, don't get on the bashing American accent bandwagon. But seriously, no,
I can't actually imagine.
For teens.
I need to see my analyst.
It is very serious.
Where's Dr. Raymond when you need him?
Where is Dr. Raymond?
Yes. Yeah, he's already had two hours of show. Well, I think that's what they were talking a little bit about, that I think in the previous show about friends. They were talking about friendship, and I suppose this whole new idea of friendship via Facebook. And we all have like hundreds and hundreds of friends these days, as opposed to, you know, the odd handful that we used to have.
You can feel sorry for them, though. You imagine you've got this hyper-connected kids, and what we're doing is we are effectively selling that hyper-connectedness to them. I mean, in that peer pressure way that Nikes are the only thing you can have in your foot, otherwise you get bullied. And then suddenly we're going to yank them out of that, put them in the cooler for a week or longer, and put them in environments where if they're found with any communication device, they're going to be for the high jump.
Yeah, but it's not like you're being sort of mistreating them, or it's like abusing your child for not allowing them on Facebook. I mean, there should be a healthy balance, surely, between that and face-to-face time.
Yeah, no, I mean, my kids are college kids, and these are college kids doing it by their own will, saying, okay, well, we know we have to create time away from it, but it's so addictive that they're finding it really difficult to maintain that. But it's like TV. I mean, TV used to be that addictive for my generation.
Yeah, do people not watch TV anymore?
No.
I don't have a TV, so I don't know.
I've always been violently and vehemently anti-TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a TV?
I do have a TV, but it's there for my wife. And actually, a TV appeared in my house at the same time as my wife did. She sort of came with TV attached.
It's like cats, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, I really am not a big TV fan. The 98% of what's on television is not what I want to consume or watch.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why the internet's such an interesting model, because this whole idea of being sequentially fed dross for the odd piece of speck of gold that's in there, now what you can do is go and pick out the gold and not have to have the dross. And it's such a big challenge for so many companies, because it turns so many consuming habits on their heads.
Yeah.
Which has got nothing to do with kids and exams, but there you go.
Some great text come through, if I may say. Teens do like FaceTime since Facebook has become a media for their parents.
That's Facebook time.
A quick search on Google suggests key lime pie.
Yummy, that might be it.
That is that a cracking answer.
So I'll tell you what, we'll have to keep track of that and come back to the listener and
no
let
name
them know.
On there.
You know, maybe
next year,
a prize or something.
Next year's Android announcement.
Year.
You heard it here first.
We'll get them a key lime pie.
I'll make it.
Let's bring in
the Google folks next time and say, we've got an idea for you.
Yeah. Or one of our listeners.
Our listeners does.
Or Knickerbocker Glory.
Oh.
That's a good one, too.
That's a little bit English.
That's, is it? No, it's American. Glory is American. It's that's American. As American as analysis.
The way it's pronounced, it sounds very English.
Knickerbocker Glory.
Siobhan pronounced it. We're getting so off technology here.
Oh, dear. Yes, we'll keep them coming. It gives us a bit of a laugh. So let's see, what else have we got? Any more stories? Who are we? Back to you, Rabah.
Follow up from our bullying story 2 weeks ago. There is a web application that has been developed by teens in New Haven, Connecticut. It's called Back Off Bully, and they've designed it where, and the way it works is you could answer some questions about bullying, and it provides you provides that information to administrators who research and then react accordingly. So it's teens trying to help fellow teens address the problem. Again, an example of how solutions are going social, and the use of applications, mobile applications. So one teen said, you know, this is restoring positive power to a technology that was used for poor conduct. And it's, you know, creating reporters out of students.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And is that where did you say it was in the States?
Well, it was created by New Haven, Connecticut students, and it's available. If you search for a Back Off Bully, you should be able to find
it. Do you think it
app.
Would be make sense for people here in the UAE to?
Absolutely. I think, localized? Yeah. I mean, if it's anonymous enough and it provides the administrators with the information without having people become like a bully fighting force, individuals, I think it would be very useful.
It's great. I think it's a fantastic idea. Something similar. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, except I'd worry slightly about teens turning themselves into Charles Bronson.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because great, you've got community, you put the power in the hands of the community, but then what happens when the community goes wrong? I mean, J.G. Ballard's books were always wonderful exposures of these societies where society itself was going wrong, books like Supercan and Cocaine Nights, really amazing look at dysfunctional societies and societies within societies. So there's always a danger when you go out of the hands of the law and of properly appointed representatives of the people and go into community, there's always that danger.
But all they're doing is reporting. It's the administrators that take action. So the kids are just actually providing the information. So it's like citizen journalism. You're not actually having to do anything. You're just providing information that you've witnessed bullying in an anonymous way. And then...
In which case, a good thing, as long as they're not patrolling the streets with shotguns.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, we would not be advocating that.
No, but I suppose it gives... I don't know if it's anonymous or, you know, if there's a way to... Because, you know, we spoke, didn't we, about people who were witnessing bullying, who were kind of guilty themselves sometimes. But this could be a way of actually doing something and thinking, well, this was wrong and I didn't do something at the time, but I still would like to. But doing it possibly anonymously and...
Yeah, I think anonymously. And I think it'll in the bullier's mind, now they think, okay, there are a lot of people watching. It's not that the teacher's not there. Information is going to get to the teacher. Yep. So all of my... It's a big brother.